Microphone. Okay, good morning. All right, how are we doing this morning? February, happy birthday to everyone born in February. All right, we have a few announcements for you to start. Jessica, when you're ready, you can come on up. A quick reminder that we are hoping to get a preschool program started by March 1st. We really need this, guys. So with that, I need all of the kids to come up. Yes, all the kids come up again. I need you guys. So if you are currently helping in the children's programs, in any children's program, can you stand up? If you are currently helping in any children's program, please stand up. Look at all the people standing. Kids, what do we say to our helpers who are helping to teach us about Jesus? What do we say?
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, stay standing, because kids, go around and hand these out. Oops, not those two. Hand these out to any adults who are not standing. I am asking that you guys please pray to see how you can help one Sunday per month. So anybody who's sitting, go ahead and give these. And then you guys, after you give out your papers, may go back to Miss Bonnie, okay? Here we go. Oh, not yet. Oh, I'm sorry. Not yet. Oh, okay, there we go. Hand them out to anybody sitting. If you did not get a piece of paper, please let somebody know. Oops. Okay, so I do want to let you know we need a total of 8 leaders. Okay, kids, go ahead and sit back. I was misunderstood. I thought I was coming up right before you guys dismissed. We do need a total of 8 leaders, and we have had 2 step up so far. So thank you all who currently serve, and thank you for those who are praying about serving in the future. Great. Thank you, Jessica, and thank you for prayerfully considering that. The Lord is growing our church, and it's very exciting to see what or wait for what is going to happen this year. So I wanted to share with you an interesting report. So I'm not going to give you the punchline yet, but Brock, you can go ahead and pull up my first slide. So if you look at the leading cultural indicators over the last 50 years, population has increased over 41%, gross domestic product increased over 300%, social spending increased over 500%. And yet there's been 560% increase in violent crime, 400% increase in illegitimate births, 400% increase in the divorce rate, 300% increase in single-parent homes, 200% increase in teenage suicides, 75% drop in SAT scores. And I have to point out that this information is old. So those numbers would actually be a whole lot worse. So since 1963, 50 years ago, divorce rates, breakup of family units, acceptance of homosexuality, teenage pregnancy, so since 1963, all these things are up, where before that, they were all rising and increasing. So what happened in 1963? Go ahead. We outlawed the Bible from our schools. But I just learned, and this actually happened last summer, and so this is old news, but we didn't hear it in the news. The biggest case for religious liberty was recently won. I don't know if you remember the case with the Coach Kennedy. He took a knee after the game to have quiet prayer, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court. They ruled in his favor, And that ruling not only upheld the right of the former high school football coach to take a knee in quiet prayer, it inadvertently rectified a 50-year precedent called the Lemon Test. The Lemon Test made it too easy for people to claim they are offended by a religious display, then sue and win in court. The Lemon Law has been used for 50 years for over 7,000 statutes of application, including taking the Ten Commandments out of schools, banning Bibles, and making prayer in school illegal. This is huge. The court made it clear respect for religious expressions is indispensable to life in a free and diverse republic. Here, a government entity sought to punish an individual for engaging in a personal religious observance based on a mistaken view that it has a duty to suppress religious observances, even as it allows comparable secular speech. The Constitution neither mandates nor tolerates that kind of discrimination. Do you know what this means? Go ahead and advance it. This is a very short video. Why wasn't this in the news? We know why it wasn't in the news. One of my favorite political commentators, you can advance it to the next slide, Lance Wallnau said, "It's shocking enough when the walls of Jericho go down, but it's sad when Christians don't know they never went down and don't go in. So tell everyone you know, you can pray in public school, you can have a Bible on that teacher's desk, you can express your faith again." And there are just a couple more slides to tell you, a football player can pray after a game. You can ask your school board to open meetings with prayer. Your city can put up a nativity like you saw. Your government entity can put up 10 commandments. And one more slide, I think. Faith-based organizations like Teen Challenge can receive government funding and fully participate in programs without discrimination. And we are not excluded from government grants or benefit programs, like the food bank thing that we participate in. So that's wonderful. You want to give God all the praise? It's huge. It's huge. It's potentially bigger than Roe v. Wade getting overturned. So praise God for that. And why don't you stand with me, and we will sing our first song.
Good to see you this morning. So I was asked if I would just give you a little overview of what we do for care team. So part of that is an extension of the church in terms of whatever pastor needs us to do, within reason, not preaching or anything. But anyway, we send out your birthday cards, your anniversary cards. That's another thing. We'd like to update that directory again. We'd like to get pictures in there so you guys can connect the faces with the names and addresses and stuff. We pray for y'all if we know of needs, and you can get a hold of us at any time through the week and we'll be praying for you. We were the ones that did the t-shirt contest and different things. What else? We Thanksgiving turkey dinners. We plan certain functions within the year. We do visitations if we're aware of that, and if you'd like us to do that with your loved ones. And we're going to expand this year with different things that we'll have going on as we learn what the Lord has for us as a mission, as a church, and I think we know what that is. So, sure, we're open to anybody that wants to be a part of it. And we kind of move the days around sometimes to accommodate people that are working and different things going on. So if you feel like you want to be a part of that, we'd love to have you be a part of it.
There's a form on the podium.
Okay, there's a form out there. So, yes, once a month, unless we need to meet otherwise. So keep that in mind, be in prayer for it. Short enough? Okay.
All right, why don't you stand and sing with us?
Stop. We have a few requests that people have put on the cards, so if you're not remembering, we're trying to transition over to that. They're out in front. Barb has a request here that last Sunday, her niece, Tina, who is a believer, had a stroke and was taken to U of M Hospital, and she's improved a little bit, but we need to lift her up before the Lord. And for Glenda and Rolf, as they walk through their grief journey over losing their granddaughter, sometimes it's overwhelming, and for those of you who have lost a loved one, you know what that feels like. And Pastor Kenny has a request here that Pastor, is it Harry? Henry, Pastor Henry, and his wife Debbie need healing. So, Father, we come before you this morning praising you and thanking you for this day that you have given us, Lord, an opportunity to gather together in your name to fellowship with other believers and just to bring you honor and glory for all that you do for us, all that you've done, and all that you're going to do. Father, we thank you for the word, and we pray that Pastor Kenny would be anointed in a special way as he brings it to us, that our minds, our ears, our hearts would be open to what you would have us learn today. And we thank you for the praise team and the beautiful music that they bring to us, that they are willing to use their talents and their gifts to usher us into your presence. So, Father, we give this time to you. Help us to set all other thoughts aside, Lord, and focus on you because you are worthy. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
drowns in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Feed me fail, the fear surrounds me.
Well, good morning. Last week, I think it was Tracy shared definition of stewardship and how everything we have is actually is God's and it came from Him, belongs to Him. So Pastor asked me to kind of follow that up, share a little bit of, on stewardship and keep it short, he said. I might miss the mark on both those accounts because I don't want to start with stewardship. I want to start with belief. We talked a little bit last week, Pastor did, about belief. And we talked a little bit about that in our Bible study. And so I wanted to share a picture of belief or an example that I think, so nobody give away the punchline here, because I think Brian Hansen shared this story. That was a number of years ago. He was a pastor here. But there's this daredevil that he put a taut line across Niagara Falls, and he walked the line back and forth. And so then he says, well, I'm going to do it again. But this time, I'm going to take a wheelbarrow with me. And so, of course, they're trying to hype this up, and the guy's got the microphone, and he's shoving it in people's faces. Hey, do you think he can do it? You think he can do it with this wheelbarrow? And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he kept picking on this one young man over and over. He kept coming to him, do you believe he can do it? He's like, yes, I believe he can do it. And about the fourth time he come to the same guy, he got kind of irritated with him. Of course he can do it. I believe he can do it. He goes, great, because we're looking for a volunteer to get in the wheelbarrow. So, when I think, I'm going to come back to stewardship. When I think of stewardship, the first verse that pops into my mind was shared to me by a pastor a long time ago when I first came to know the Lord. I don't know why he shared this with me, but it's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Paul's writing, if we don't know what Ephesians is, you haven't been listening, because that's where pastor's at preaching. But we might be a little ahead of him here, but Paul writes, now to him who is able to to do far more abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Do we believe that? And does that apply to our finances? Does that apply to our time? Does that apply to our talents? Are we going to use them up and he's not going to be able to fill them up? This says far more abundantly. I think it's the King James says exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we could ask or hope. This says beyond all that we could ask or even think. So do we believe that? And is that governing the way we're stewards of all our gifts? And will the ushers come? We do this, and it feels like it's attached to the offering. It isn't about finances. This church, I've been part of the board for a number of years. It's just impressive, encouraging to me how faithful and generous the members of this church are. So thank you. Father God, we do thank you for the exceedingly abundant blessings you give us day in and day out. And Lord, we just, one example of these gifts are our finances, and we bring just a small portion of those back to you, knowing that you are able to bless them and multiply them, carry them to the ends of the earth, and share your gospel, and just encourage us and others to be witnesses. In Jesus' name we pray.
Think about how the Holy Spirit is with you right now. Think about how you are indwelled and empowered and enabled to do what God has called you to do, that you are gifted with the presence of the Spirit. We're not just gifted with gifts. The gift that we actually receive is the Spirit, and He dwells in your hearts. Just take a moment and think about that. Think about how much He loved you to give you His Spirit. Would you join me in prayer? Father, as we go throughout this week, as we go back to work or back to our homes or back out into the world, Lord, let us remember that You go with us, that You reside within our hearts, and that, Lord, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Bless Your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace.